The Constitution of the United States of America clearly affirms the right of every American citizen to bear arms. And as Americans, we will not give up a single right guaranteed under the Constitution. The history of unpunished violence against our people clearly indicates that we must be prepared to defend ourselves, or we will continue to be a defenseless people at the mercy of a ruthless and violent racist mob.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass hits like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got some freaks in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But for what?
We don't love them now.
Yeah. So we gon' blow a ounce to this. G's up, freeze up for a second, now bounce to this. Lay back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking indoor, sipping on gin and juice.
Yeah, boy.
Lay back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Back, I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now these types of things happen all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. See, everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mack into this trick named Sadie.
Sadie,
she used to be my homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that trick, please raise up off these N.U.T.s cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. Say, you know I'm just laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang of Tangeray and a fat ass Jay, or some bubonic ET that made me choke. This ain't no joke, I had to back up both of it and sit my cup down. Tangeray and ETF toe down now. But it ain't no stopping, cause I'm still popping. And Dre got some tricks from the city of Compton to serve me. Not with a cherry on top, cause when I get through, I got to hit the dope spot. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love him, no, I'm off the dope, and I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Play Pigeon with your Dusty Show, 4 minutes after 6.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Last Dusty.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Such a great song.
Sipping on gin and juice.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Come on.
Violence is never justified. But seen in this context, amid a highly toxic environment, defined by mistrust and resentment, stoked by years of bad feelings, and spurred by illegal and misguided practices, it's not difficult to imagine how a single tragic incident set off the city of Ferguson like a powder keg. It is time for Ferguson's leaders to take immediate, wholesale, and structural corrective action. Now let me be very clear. The United States Department of Justice reserves all of its rights and abilities to force compliance and to implement basic change. Nothing is off the table.
Right?
Yeah.
Mr. Pigeon is dancing in the studio. He's loving it.
I have learned to love to dance. It used to be hard to get me to dance, Fa.
Uh-huh.
But now I love it.
You're into it. What do you dance in the shower and stuff like
that? If I could. Our stall's not that big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you dance in your studio.
In the bedroom, around the loft, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just dance. Jesus. 7 minutes after six. Where's the phone?
It's right there.
Get that down. If you want to call, here's the number, 201-209-9368. Say it, Bob. It's always
209-9368. 201-209-9368 is the number to call and speak with Mr. Clay Pigeon and maybe me, if you like.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, this is your show. Now, you have to come up with...
We don't want to go out on politics, do we?
No. Please, no.
I know you don't like that.
I mean, yeah, but this is not...
What about favorite films of all time?
Oh, man, no. Let's not do that.
Would they do it? Would anyone do it?
Sure. Probably.
I don't know if they would.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's a popular topic.
I was just going to play music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you begged me to stay here.
I wanted you to hang out, man. So anyway, nice people checking in on the Aki playlist. Greg from Zone 5, Jess, Ken from Hyde Park. These are names familiar to the mm-hmm. DJs here at WFMU. The hardcore Aki veterans whom we love. Revolution Rabbit, Tony. Nice to see all you guys on the Aki playlist.
This is the final Dusty show for the summer season.
Is anybody there?
Hi, Clay. Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Who's this?
Hi, Clay. It's Jeff from Scotland.
Hey, Scotland.
Wow. Hey, Jess. How you doing?
Are you calling from Scotland?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm
calling from Scotland.
Oh, wow. What time is it there?
It's about 11:15. It's getting late.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you're listening... Oh, man. Wow. So, Scotland. Where in Scotland?
Hey, I'm pulling from Lockerbie in the southwest of Scotland.
Aha. Uh-huh. Is it raining there?
It's always raining here.
It's always raining, yes, yeah.
Hey, Jeff, when you said Lockerbie, a bell went off in my head. Is that where a jetliner went down? The Lockerbie? Yeah, Fabio made the symbol. Should I not have brought it up?
No, it's okay. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
it's painful, I
no,
guess.
No, yes, that is where a jet went down, and it's absolutely fine to bring it up, man. That's fine.
So, Scotland, I've never been there. I have ancestors from there, McLarens and Rosses, and I want to go. I feel like I'd fit right in. Now, where do you live again? Lockerbie, is that like a suburb of Glasgow, or is it a freestanding city?
It's not a city. It's a tiny wee town. It's about it's only about 10 miles into Scotland, north of the border, but it's on the sort of major arterial route. So if you drive in or take the train into Scotland, you'll pass through us, and we're an hour away from Glasgow and just a bit more than an hour away from Edinburgh.
So
if you're coming over to Edinburgh, you should definitely come down. We'll buy you a drink happily, Clay.
I love just hearing you talk, man. It sounds so cool. do you own a kilt? Are you wearing one now?
I own a kilt, but the kilt that I own is the kilt my dad got married in.
Oh, oh wow! Nice.
So when he got married, he was quite a young man, and so it used to fit me when I was a young man.
Right.
And now my belly has expanded, so I've had to buy little sort of extra straps to put on the kilt. So
is that from just pounding that haggis relentlessly? Just haggis. Just pounding it.
I tell you, I don't know if you've eaten haggis, but haggis is gorgeous. It's the tastiest thing going. It really is.
Is that like sheep's bowel or something? What is that stuff?
It's all organs.
So, I always think of haggis as like if you take a sheep and you put it through a grinder and then you put in some spices and then wrap it up in its own...
Just, but it's good. You like it. It's tasty.
It tastes better than it describes.
Right. Now, if I went to your record player right now, would there be an old Proclaimers album on there?
It's my sister's a Proclaimers fan. I'm not a huge fan. I met them once, and
can you do me a favor, Jeff?
I interviewed them, and they don't look similar at all.
You interviewed them? You're a journalist.
I'm a radio person. So,
are you really? Are you famous in Scotland? Are you famous?
No, not at all. I aspire to the level of fame that you've got, Clay.
Oh, man.
That's a pretty low bar.
Scotland. Did they like that Braveheart movie over there? Is that pretty much on all the time?
Come on.
We did. I tell you what, when it was released, it was crazy. Do you remember? I don't think it happens nowadays, but I remember going to see Braveheart at the cinema, and it was one of those films where people started shouting and cheering actually during the showing of the film.
Right, I don't blame them.
I don't think it happens now, but when we were duffing up the English, everybody was going crazy, just shouting, going mental. It was fantastic.
So you
but
felt
Mel
good?
Gibson's accents all over the place.
Is it? But, you know.
Can I ask him something?
Hold on, Bob.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Cool your jets, Bob.
So I wanted to know about what's your preference? Very peaty, you know, single malt or non-peaty single malt?
I quite like peaty.
Uh-huh,
My all-time favorite is Glenmorangie. That's my favorite whiskey, and that's a perfect like breakfast whiskey.
Breakfast whiskey.
Yeah,
you have that with your eggs, do you?
I'm not a huge eggs fan, but yeah, I'll have that with my bacon.
With your cereal. With your cereal.
Yeah, exactly, with my porridge.
See, I like the peaty stuff, but I'm not familiar with all the different kinds, and some of them are very, very smoky.
Ardbeg and...
Yeah, some of them are way too smoky. It's like drinking, you know, like cigarette ash. But other ones are like more gentle and
Lafroig and your Macallans.
Yeah, I don't know all of them, but there's one that comes from the Isle of, how do you say it? Islay?
Bonita.
Islay. Okay.
Isla Bonita.
And there's some really good stuff coming from that island, man.
Good
there's
stuff, man.
Really. really good stuff.
Man.
What's that?
It's always funny how people who aren't from Scotland have. Lots of opinions on the Scottish malts and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Growing up in Scotland, we don't particularly care all that much. It's whatever's to hand makes sense. So just now I'm drinking a £20 single malt from the supermarket across the way. And
Are you listening to some Pilot? One of the listeners wants to know if you're listening to Pilot.
Yeah. What was their hit?
Stevie Payton from Pilot a couple of times. He used to play bass in a band that I used to follow around. Do you know the band Marillion?
Yes.
Marillion?
Yes. With Fish, yeah.
Clay Pigeon loves them.
Kaylee was there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's a big...
Don't mind Fabio. It's just warm leatherette for him 24-7.
Well, that's because he's normal.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what?
So David Payton from Pilot used to play in his band, so I met him a couple of times. He was a nice guy.
Pez band, wow. They were from Chicago, yeah. I think.
I don't know.
American Pez band.
I heard of them. I don't know where they're from.
I don't know Pez.
Pez. Oh, what are you talking
band
about?
Where you push the heads back in a
did I just hallucinate?
Yes.
I thought you said Pez band. What did you say?
Fish's band. Fish was the name of the lead singer Marillion was a guy called Fish.
Fish.
He's 6'5". He's terrifying.
6'5".
Yeah,
wow.
They had a little heyday, and they kind of were a nice Prague extender. You know, Prague had kind of faded out.
What is Prague extender? What is that? I've never heard of such a thing. What is a Prague extender?
A bridge from Yester Prague.
And Prague extender.
And then there's Lost Prague. Like Saga is kind of Lost Prague.
I don't even know what that is.
Tonight we're on the loose. I could play a little song.
No, thank you. No, it's okay.
Jeff, what do you want to say? Extender. What do you want to say to the listeners?
Is that like Hamburger Helper, you know, for music or something? What is Prague Extender? That is brilliant. I never heard of such a thing.
Kaylee was a Prague Extender, like Saga, and then it limped up to like the Dream Theater
It
era.
Limped up. Yeah,
oh,
that's
and
very good.
Oh, then it was
good.
On
yes.
Life Support. Life Support.
I love the way you described that just now. It limped up. It's perfect.
But then people started to pick
the
up
Prague
the ball
extender.
Again. Prague Extender. It was natural for me. Jeff, what do you want to say to everybody? We're almost out of time. It's almost over.
I just want to say that I love the Dusty Show and I'll miss it, but I'm so excited about you being on in the mornings, Clay. And I love FMU and I love Fab and I love Kent. I love everything. And I just want everybody to, you know, I just want everybody to be nice to each other, man. It's so
nice
easy.
To each
Can
other.
Can you sing something for me? And I'm not even yes. going to interrupt you, but please do it. Please humor me.
And I would walk 500 miles.
Oh, he did it!
And
I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked
1,000 miles. They fall down.
I can't love you harder, man. I can't love you any harder, Jeff. All right. How do you say take it easy, see you later in Scotland when you're casual, when you have friends? What do they say as a goodbye? Like a kind of a slang,
there,
a kind of a slang.
Take care, buddy.
No, what do they say? Isn't there a slang or something that you use in Scotland when you're saying, see you later, man? What do you say?
Cheery
bye.
Cheery bye?
Cheery bye. Cheery bye. Cheery bye.
I never heard that.
Cheery bye.
Take care.
I love you, man. All right, Jeff, stay in touch.
You too, man.
Don't get your expectations too high and never want to let you down.
You never could. Don't worry, man.
Can you
Take
scream?
Care.
Do Scots scream? Can I get a brave hand? Scream, laddie, before you hang up the phone and eat your haggis.
Get it me up, you Yankees! Bob!
What is just happening here? This is... Oh, man.
It's Dusty Magic, Fob. It's Dusty Magic, and you add the pink glitter to the mix.
Pink glitter.
You're so pink glitter. Man, I wish we had some. I'd love to just bathe in it now. Just
glitter.
Roll around in a giant
You
acrylic.
Can buy some, you know, go to Canal Street or something.
Have you ever bathed in anything besides water? Like your crazy ceremonies?
I'm trying to think.
Shrew's blood or something.
Shrew's blood. No, I'm trying to think. I had a bath once that had some kind of liquor in it, but I can't remember what it was.
Were there rose petals floating on the water?
No. No. What the hell was that? I always wanted to do one of those. I've never done it, but you know that they do those mud baths? I almost went to this place, this spa. Years ago, I was supposed to go to a spa in Italy where they do these mud baths in, an island off the coast of Naples.
Oh.
It's known for this.
Capri?
No, it's not Capri. It's a different one. It's near there, though.
Bonita.
La Isla Bonita? No, it's not that.
Man, is anybody on this phone?
Hey, I'm on the phone.
Who are you, man?
Hey, I'm Pat. You chased me down at Grand Central the other day because I had a Keith Richards sweatshirt on.
Oh, Pat. And then you tuned in. Pat, you're going to be on the radio next week. I already did your interview up, and I loved it. He's a Rolling Stones fan, Bob.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
We did a nice little piece on the Stones.
Yeah, Stones fan.
Okay, is there a period of the Stones?
Do you want to quiz me on my favorite movies, or what are we doing now that I'm on the air?
I'd like to ask you, is there a period of the Stones that you don't like?
Pat might be confused. Pat, this is Fabio. He does the show before me, so that's who you're talking to now, okay?
Oh, no, it's cool. I'm a long-time listener. My favorite period of the Stones that I... is there a period of Stones I don't like?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if they keep playing their stuff that they, sure, like late 80s.
Right,
they kind of
they
and started doing their own thing.
They kind of like lost it there.
Kind of like recycling, but I mean, they're still good. They're still good. But period of Stones that I don't like, let's talk about period of Stones I do like.
Uh-huh.
That's 1972.
1972.
Is so that like Exile on Main Street? And
Exile, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
You like that record, right? And then, what is it? Not Beggar's Banquet. What's a, It's Only Rock and Roll came after that. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I like the, well, I love Ronnie Wood, you mm-hmm. know, like when he joined the band and replaced Mick Taylor and all that.
He played in three major acts, Ron Wood.
Faces.
The Faces.
The Rolling Stones.
The Jeff Beck group, or what was that group? He played with Jeff Beck.
Truth.
No. Anyway, he played in another band. I think it was with Jeff Beck.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. That's
was it with the Jeff? Yeah, I think it was with the Jeff Beck group.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
We could all be wrong, but who cares?
Pat, you know where I jumped in? Well, my brother had all the old London 45s when I was growing up. He had all of them. And I loved the stuff back then, like the weird stuff like Lady Jane and Play With Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if Brian's imprint wasn't heavier on
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brian was the guy
Brian
who really, Jones. That was his band.
Yeah. Kind of the splutes and the weird sounds. Do you think
right.
Brian was bringing that in?
Yeah, for sure. But it was also
Lady Jane
early
was
on.
Definitely a Brian song.
Yeah.
God, man,
he,
I love that.
He played the dulcimer on that.
I pledge myself to Lady Jane. Did that
and
enhance
hey,
the this
did
when
guys,
I sang a little?
I'm going to quiz you guys. Is that cool?
Go ahead.
Pat, it's all yours, baby. You're in,
all
man.
All right. Which Neil Young song...
I thought we were talking
based
about
off
the Stones.
Of Lady Jane.
Wait, is based off Lady Jane?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't
wait,
know.
It's called Borrowed Tune. He does the same melody, but he changes the lyrics up.
Huh.
What, you want me to sing for a
she
second?
She would the, never change. Wait, that's Ruby
he
Tuesday.
He wants to sing.
Pat, hold
it's
on. Let me.
Tonight, tonight.
Go ahead, do it. Sing. Do you have a guitar?
I'm singing this borrowed tune I took from the Rolling Stones, alone in this empty room. Too wasted to write my own. That's the titular verse, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Nice job, Pat. Plop.
Wow.
Give him a round of applause.
Very good.
Tribute for everyone.
All Pat, right. I like
what it. What do you think of the of their psychedelic album, their Satanic Majesties?
Oh, I think it's great. That was definitely very Brian Jones.
Yeah, oh, it is for sure. And one of
and
my
the
favorites.
The videos are cool, too, with all the makeup.
Yeah.
I like, now this is probably not a popular choice, but one of my favorites is Black and Blue. I love that album.
Black and Blue is good, yeah. I like
it. Got a bunch of great tracks.
Yeah. Hand of Fate.
Yeah. Is that Memory Motel is on that, right?
Memory Motel.
Yeah, and there's another one.
Fool to Cry.
Fool to Cry is good, yes.
Yeah.
I like Memory Motel.
Hot Stuff. I love Hot Stuff.
Of course you will.
Oh, yeah, Hot Stuff.
Their disco song.
All the people in New York City.
Right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, what do you want to say, Pat? Pat, let's throw all this out the window. Pat, what do you want to say to the listeners from your heart? It's a crazy world out there. I hope you're happy and things are going well for you. Talk to them a little bit, Pat. Here's your platform. I'll turn a little music on in the background. Speak to the audience, Pat, from the heart. What do you want to say to people?
Okay. I would love to say to people that they should stop polarizing themselves and they, you know, should work together. You should listen to music. You should listen to other people's music. You should form do-it-yourself DIY venues in New York City and Jersey City, where you guys are. You should all focus on what is good and not as bad about the world. And you should try to help one another. It's all peace and love. I know it sounds like hippie stuff, but it's really the only way this country is going to survive. And we need to help each other out. We also need to be straightforward with this. We need to do all of these things together. We're all in it together. This country will crumble if we polarize anymore.
You're right, Pat. You're right.
Hello?
You're right, Pat. Pat?
Hello? Yes?
He can't hear you.
Can you hear me, Pat?
I can hear you, yes.
That was nice stuff, Pat. It was nice to talk to you, man. Will you stay in touch?
I thought I was going to fade out into a song.
Oh,
sorry.
Do you want to do something to fade out?
No, it's cool, man. Just play some tunes.
You sound bummed. Does he sound bummed all the time?
No.
I thought it was going to be like a preacher thing into a song, all like a dissolve.
Can you? You don't seem like a screamer, but would you try anyway to just scream us out on this?
Oh yeah, I'll do it. I'll wake up all the neighbors.
Do it, man.
Whoa. What's this hippie trip you're playing here?
This is a...
Oh, you've played this before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loco Hills, Shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. From the record fair.
Very trippy.
You guys can call if you want. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Clay Pigeon with you. 26 after 6 for the final Dusty Show, at least for the time being. I'm going to miss it, Fob. I love the Dusty Show.
Yeah.
And hanging out with you and doing the interviews. And it's been a long time.
Well, you're gonna, I assume you're going to incorporate some of these elements into the morning show anyway.
I hope so.
People who are listening now, okay, it's going to be a readjustment. You're going to have to wake up at 6 a.m. or, well, they could, they don't have to listen to the whole show. They could listen to, you know, 10 minutes of it. They could listen to an hour of it. They can check in at, like me, I'll check in at about 5 to 9.
Right, right.
Yeah,
I can feel the Americans signing on later.
Yeah.
When you first come on at 6, it's all like England. And
yeah.
That's exciting,
yeah,
too. I love that first hour with England and Canada.
And other countries.
Yeah, it feels great.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
You get messages from Turkey and South Africa and all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're small potatoes here, Fob.
Yeah,
I never got any from the Turkey on the Dusty Show.
Sure you did.
I don't know. Nobody's calling?
201-209-9368 is the number to call. You can be on the Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon right now, on the air, live. 201-209-9368. Call. This is the final Dusty Show for this, this period, this season. And he's taking a hiatus from the Dusty Show to concentrate fully on the morning show, which will be five days a week.
And nobody there. Not a call. I didn't. Did I interrupt you?
No. I thought there might be something.
It's a reflection. It tricks you. It's really heartbreaking because there's a certain glint off that plastic on the phone thing, and you'll think somebody's calling.
Mm.
It seems like somebody's calling, and then you look closer,
it's just
a beaver hat.
A beaver hat.
It's just
what's
a
that?
Beaver hat. Just dead as a beaver.
I got
to
remember that line you came up with, the Prague extender.
I love that.
Prague
extender.
So good.
Listener, are you there?
I am here. I'm feeling badly for you that no one has called. So I'm calling in. I enjoy your show. I'm calling it for a positive reason, too.
Excellent.
I love your show.
Can you scream
a couple? You maintain such a sweet, mellow, and welcoming vibe in everything you do. And that too. Don't try to
deny what you stay there, color. What you giving to me?
Wow, you sound like my dog. My dog was just doing that a few minutes ago. He was screaming and barking because he was getting attention.
It seems you're having some trouble in dealing with these changes. Happening with these changes.
Man, I only got a comeback to that, doesn't it?
Stay on, man. Don't go away, man. Don't go away. Ah, come on. Everybody, Jesus. Can you scream, caller, right now? Scream.
I'm a good screamer.
Do it, do it.
Ah!
Do it again.
One more time?
Yeah.
All right, you're enabling.
You got another call there.
Dusty Show, anyone there?
Yes, hi, Clay.
We're halfway through the last Dusty Show. It's 6:30 straight up. Who are we talking to?
My name is Pedro, and I live in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Flagstaff, Arizona. Wow, you're there right now?
Yep.
That's
where
he
lives. Where is he going to be? First-time caller.
I want callers like you from far away. Just for, let me know you're out there. Even if you never call, I've got to call Clay and tell him I'm in Needles, California, or Flagstaff.
Yeah.
You've probably been to Needles, haven't you?
Once.
You have, really?
I go through.
I never heard of it.
I remember when I was young, Needles was always on the weather as the hottest spot in the nation.
Really?
Go ahead, Colorado.
Is Needles on Route 66? Does it go through there?
I don't know, man. What's your story? Who are you? What are you calling for? Flagstaff, Arizona. Oh, yeah. You should be out on the mesa somewhere chasing a coyote. What's going on?
I should be. I'm in my apartment painting and drawing.
You
I'm
should
an artist.
Be hanging around with Lute Olson planning the comeback of the Wildcats.
I don't know who those are.
See, that I went deep with. See, that's a second level we
that's
talked
a
about.
Piece, I think.
Yeah, you take second it the second level. Level stuff for the real fans.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
okay.
Scottsdale, you're out in a Scotts Turf, Arizona. I'm kidding you, man. I love
no,
Arizona.
No, it's rarely. It's even hotter down there. We're pretty nice up here.
And you're where again? Say it again.
Flagstaff,
Scotts Bluff. I'm getting confused. It's all starting to blur together here, Bob. Pez Man. What's going on out there, Dan Brewer's pointing fingers. What's happening out there?
I just wanted to call, tell you I loved you, and I wanted to say that I listen to some of your morning shows, and sometimes I sleep in, and there's one day where you were clapping a lot.
Right, and you like that?
Well, it was hard to kind of like, you know.
I think he's saying no, he didn't like that so much.
Oh,
but I'm also looking forward to you every day.
You were trying to sleep, and I was clapping.
Trying to sleep. Every time I tried to sleep, it was like, knock, knock, clap, clap, clap.
So
kept waking me up.
Wait, Bob.
I love you, so it was enjoyable.
Are you saying I should take it a little easier to start off in the morning?
No, you have to wake everybody up.
Because,
over there,
Bob, it's way earlier where he is.
What he's saying is he likes to use your voice to keep him asleep. You see?
No, I just enjoy it, and there's so much good music and people who I.
You know, the last thing I want to do, man, is be a smart astronaut to you, because I've been I'm all excited and everything. But I just want to say thank you very much for taking the time to call. I appreciate it,
of
man.
Of course.
And I want to talk more about Arizona. It means arid.
I'll call again. I'll call in the morning.
It means arid zone. Arid zone, Arizona. Right.
It's dry. We've had a bit of rain. We got four seasons.
Alice Cooper came from out that way.
Yeah. I think that's right. Yeah. And then he went to Detroit, right?
Have you ever been to Cooperstown out there?
No. Is that New York?
No, it's in Phoenix.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm sure there's a Cooperstown in a few states.
I've lived here for 20 years, and I've never even been down to Tucson.
Is there a chair or anything you could throw at a wall there?
Yeah, sure is.
Can you do
it? Funny you mentioned that.
I need something here.
A chair.
How about I toss it into my bathtub or kitchen?
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Do it, man, hard. See, the phone ruins it, doesn't it? It mutes the sound.
Yeah.
There's some kind of compressor limiter.
No, probably it's too far away from
you'd
the
probably
from
have
the
to.
Phone.
I think you'd have to continually smash it for it to like.
I don't know. It's not really. It's a rental. So
do you have a window or something you could yell out of? Can you yell at the world somehow?
I can give some whoops.
What's oh whoops? Okay, do some.
Like
nice job, man. What do you want to say to everybody?
I love you. I love FMU, and I love Flagstaff, and I like to talk to my buddy Eric Cat.
I love you, man.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Hoop it up.
Bye.
Bye, Bobby. Bye.
Is anybody there?
Yes, I'm here.
Who is it?
This is Kimmerick, and I'm calling from Oakland.
Tumeric?
Kimmerick.
Kimmerick, like limerick.
Exactly.
I thought he said turmeric
like
also.
The spice, right?
Yeah.
My name's been mangled repeatedly.
No, Kimmerick's a nice, sounds Irish or something.
Apparently Welsh.
Welsh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Welsh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like the band The Joy Formidable.
Like Tom Jones.
I knew you were good. I went a step deeper. I went a step deeper, Fob.
Did you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Caller, what's your occupation, and how long have you had your job, and is your position tenuous, like mine?
I sell and repair accordions for a living.
You do?
Wow.
I've been doing this
That's
for 20
cool.
years.
That's such a
really?
Milwaukee-type thing.
Yeah, well, there actually was a lot of manufacturing in the Bay Area back in the day.
Wow, accordions. Now
I do robotics for a hobby on the side. I work with survival research labs.
And is that
really?
That where the money comes from to finance the accordion love?
I don't think SRL has ever made any money.
Are you friends with Matt Hecker?
Yes. Yeah. I know Matt.
I know Matt as well. Yeah.
Actually, the only thing we did that actually made any money is there's a TV show on Amazon that just came out called Budding Prospects.
Right.
And they cast SRL as the robotics thing. They actually, it was weird because basically the actors were playing the younger versions of us.
What?
And then
really?
Mark played the cop, basically arresting himself.
Oh, that's bizarre.
What about BattleBots? I loved that show.
It was a friend of mine actually. Well, there's Robot Wars and BattleBots. I think BattleBots was the commercial thing that kind of split off, and then Robot Wars or whatever is still run by a local guy.
Do you like RoboCop? I love that movie. I love RoboCop.
I loved RoboCop.
With the Ray Harryhausen anime. I think it's some Ray Harry. I think Bob may be.
I don't know.
I don't think it's Ray Harryhausen. He was only doing like Grecian-based stuff.
You know what I'm talking to, though, right? I'm
the
talking
stop
about
motion.
Yeah, yeah. The that was really good. The electric shaver or whatever it was that took on RoboCop. What do you want to say to everybody? Important? What's important to you?
The electric shaver.
I have really liked your show because you had such a mellow take on things, especially around the time of the elections. You were sort of like, to me, like we listened to WFMU here at the shop all the time.
Yeah.
Sort of this like, sort of sanity, because I'm just more of a, I can be more of an angry sort of person.
Right.
You just had like such a mellow take on your Man on the Street interviews. Like you really cared what people thought about.
Well, I do.
I really appreciated that.
I guess I must, or I wouldn't be out there, man. And I wasn't going to talk about it, but since it seems like a reason you listened, what are you feeling right now? Just try to sum it up in maybe 30 seconds. What are you feeling about everything you're seeing?
Oh, God, the Bay Area, it's kind of like the prices have gone crazy, so it's really driving a lot of the artists and stuff out of the area. But, I mean, I grew up overseas, so, you know, I mean, I've seen countries completely melt down. I, you know, used to live in Pakistan and like in the 70s, and it kind of worries me because I think people think that stuff is just going to stay the same if they just keep muddling along, but I don't think so if they don't pay more attention to, like, you know, how things are, what's going
good
on.
Good point. Yes, I agree.
What do we do? What's the best course of action?
I think actually being more involved in your government as opposed to just expecting, you know, people elect officials and then kind of forget about it and don't realize that it seems like they're responding more to lobbyists than to, like, you know, the people that elected them. And I think people need to demand more accountability.
Right.
And follow that a lot more closely and don't just kind of, like, get mad when something irritates them. And then when election time comes around, they've sort of forgot about it.
Right. What are you wearing right now?
Some raggedy black Levi's. I'm actually wearing a KALX, which is a local college station, shirt and a
Will you take
shirt.
That off? Will you take it off right now? Take that shirt off.
Hold on. I'm going to have to take the cordless phone off here. Which shirt do you want me to take off? The plaid shirt or the...
You had another radio station shirt on, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take that off.
Get that off immediately. Yeah.
I'll pass the phone over to my other employee while I do that.
Are you really going to do it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to pass it over to JD.
Will you be shirtless then? Would you be shirtless?
He's wearing a vest and a rolled-up black long-sleeve shirt.
Okay.
And possibly a striped shirt underneath it appears.
Okay.
Well, here, I'll pass it over to him.
All right.
They're taking off their
shirts. Kimmerick is now taking his shirt off. Kimmerick is in the shop bare-chested right now.
Bare-chested. Okay.
What about you? Are you too?
No, I am not at present. I am a closed worker right now.
Oh, okay. But there's another shirtless guy next to you?
There is a shirtless guy next to me.
Okay, I thought you were doing it. It's your friend there, and he's listening too?
Yeah, we're both listening, yeah.
Now what do we do, Fob?
That's up to
you. I
don't
know. I'm going to give the phone back to Kimmerick, though.
Can you do this? You remember the song
"Wipe"?
You remember the song? Can ask him if he can play Wipeout on your chest with his hands. Can you do it?
I don't know if you want to play Wipeout on my chest with your hands.
Can you do it? I want to hear
it. He's not really a percussionist. He's a double bass player. And plays accordion.
Let him try something. Like the.
He wants you to try something.
Inagata de Vida.
Inagata de Vida.
The whole thing.
I'll have to do it on my back.
The 20-minute version.
Is he going to do it on your back?
I'll see if I can get him to do it on my back.
Do it.
You want to give it a try? I'll hum, and you'll get that motorboat effect.
Oh, that would be great. You're very creative. I love it. Go.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's a riot. That was great.
That was great,
I hope
man.
That came out on your end as well as it did on ours.
Yes, that was excellent.
KALX, somebody says, that's the campus station here. You guys are on the same campus as Dean.
Yeah, that's Berkeley. That's the Berkeley campus.
I didn't mean it about the shirt. I love all the station. I'm just kidding. KALX, is that a good jammer there, a good station?
Yeah, it is, except once in a while they kind of get a little bit too much into techno stuff.
Billy Jam was on KLAX, it says here, Fabio. Our own Billy Jam.
Yeah.
That station's got some cred, doesn't it?
Oh, no. I think as far as college stations goes, it's one of the best ones
out there. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Donate money to them and to you guys.
Yeah. That's good, man. I appreciate that.
Say hello to Mr. Heckert for me.
Will do. Fabio, that's right.
Yes. Right.
Do you ever go to wine country?
Try to avoid it.
Try to avoid it. Why?
Not my sort of people.
Is it upscale?
Do you not like wine?
I kind of drink more beer.
Oh, okay. And,
you're a regular guy, man. You're like a regular.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever called me that.
Are you not regular?
No, not so much.
Does the bear mean something to you? Do you have the California bear?
Oh yeah, no, my wife loves that. She's got a Bear Republic shirt she wears. Though someone's been doing some awesome ones with Bigfoot instead of the bear.
It's the same symbol that is the symbol for the city of Berlin. Berlin means bear.
Oh really?
That's
it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking Berlin. Bruin. Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Hey man, what's the craziest thing that ever happened to you? The craziest. Tell us.
When I used to live in Pakistan, a friend of my parents was a pilot for PIA.
Right.
And Pakistani International Airlines. And we were flying up to Peshawar, my sister and I, and you hear over the internet system, his intercom was like, would Mr. or Mrs. Smythe please identify themselves to the cabin crew? And we're like, oh, girl, what's going on? That was about 14. And so they asked us to come up front. And so the guy goes, hey, how'd you like to, have you ever been in the cockpit of an airplane? And it's like, I took lessons and flew a Piper Cub for about 20 minutes.
Right.
He goes,
right.
Oh, how'd you like to fly the plane? And he goes, you can sit up front. And I'm like,
no.
So, yes.
So they had, you're kidding.
Basically, I flew the plane badly for about 40 minutes.
No.
And
this is a commercial jet?
And I did kind of a flat turn. It's like, no, you got to use the pedals. And of course, the plane's like,
Your kid, this is a commercial jet you were on.
Yeah, this is a commercial plane with about 100 and some people.
Oh, my God. I can't believe they allowed such a thing.
Yeah, well.
That's insane. Wow.
I guess it was the 70s. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
The co-pilot was next to me. But
that makes me really nervous.
He took his hands off the control. Like, no, you got to fly it.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. Wow, that's nuts. Did you just cut him off?
Every day I'm on R&R. Charlie's in the bush, getting stronger. I know he's out there somewhere. What's he thinking? He's a kind man. He's a good man.
Those are two characters from Apocalypse Now. Excellent.
Are you still there, caller?
I still am.
I had a fugue. Sorry, man. It's really hard for me to stay in the game. 15 in front of 7. It's almost over here for the Dusty Show. What do you want to say to everybody in 20-second soundbite, what life means to you and what everyone means to you? And then scream bloody murder as I slowly turn you down.
Well, I've got a teacher teaching a student right now, so if I scream, that might be a little bit alarming.
Can you do it into a pillow? That's our new remedy.
A pillow.
Do you have a pillow? And then you can sense...
This is a shop.
As long as we can sense the rage.
Okay, well, you want some rage then?
Yeah, into the pillow. That is so beautiful. Do it again, man. Let it out. Let it out.
I miss you guys.
Whoa. What's going on here? Clay Pigeon is really letting it loose. I think you missed your calling. I think you would have been a really good Hare Krishna, because you'd get into the whole dancing and chanting thing, really seriously. Yeah.
Forgot to turn myself on.
Yeah, yeah.
Chantix.
What?
The Chantix.
Chantix?
Yeah.
What is that?
Helps you quit smoking. Chantix.
Chantix.
The names they give these products.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. That's an odd name for that.
It's almost like...
What?
I'm just trying to make time stretch.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, because I want to play songs.
Well, play a song or take a call.
Then you'll leave. You get all testy if you're not on mic at least every...
I'm not testy.
120 seconds. You start making I'm leaving motions. You don't even know you do it. Just like, okay.
You got a call there.
I know I do, but they'll stay. Caller, you hear me, right? Don't hang up. You're the man on line two there.
Okay. Well, what do you want to do? You want to play a song?
I just want to make it last, Fob. Just
this
like
is it.
Life.
The last 12
this
minutes.
This is like a metaphor for life here,
yeah.
Fob.
At the end of that, you know, that hour,
and
that's
no
it.
One wants to hear one of my... What percentage of the audience wants to hear a song
maybe
that I would pick right now?
Maybe 1% or 2%?
Honestly. Okay. Half?
No. You wanted honesty.
Oh, man.
Hey, Mr. DJ. Put a record on. I want to dance with my baby.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Fab. Move. Move, Fab. You know what this is?
No.
You like it so far?
It's a good dance track, I guess.
Some Kraftwerk overtones, right?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. Is it, what is it?
Not gonna tell you.
Okay.
You'll know soon enough.
I will?
Yeah. It's Madge.
Oh, it's Madonna?
Yeah, this was picked as one of the top 100 songs of the new millennium.
Really?
Yeah. My wife, I asked Kirsten, really? And she's like, music's great. Music's a great song. Check it out. Madonna! Sucker for immaculate production.
I saw her on the street once.
And? Was she tinier in real life?
She was really small.
Wow.
Really, really skinny, too.
Wow.
Like, super skinny. This was about, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Kabbalah.
No, it was more than that. It was in the 90s when she was dating...
Guy Ritchie.
No, what's his face?
Sean Penn.
No, after Sean.
Bruce Boxleitner. Adrian Brody. Charo, I don't know.
No, the actor...
Oh, him. Yeah, Mark Ruffalo.
No, they were in the gangster picture together.
Oh,
Warren Beatty.
Judge Warren Reinhold.
Warren Beatty. And he was with her. They were together on 2nd Avenue
right?
in the East Village. And they're just walking down the street. It was bizarre. And, like, people were looking at them.
Were they irritated that you followed them so closely?
I didn't follow them. I didn't follow them.
You didn't?
But I did a 180-degree turn because I walked past them. And I thought, wait a second, this is a very odd couple. And I turn around and look at them. And she's, like, tearing up her purse, like, looking for something. And he's, like, all nervous, like, looking around and wondering what the hell she's doing.
I saw.
And then I see them. It was them, obviously.
I saw. I gotta make this about me now. I saw Rod Stewart.
Where?
Pull up to where I worked in L.A. out front. Not going into our place, but the curb.
Huh? What year?
In a Rolls Royce. A woman pulls up behind him in a Rolls Royce.
Mm.
They get out, see each other. Hug on the sidewalk and spin around. He's got some type of muslin light canvassy summery scarfy combo on, and they breeze off together after a smooch. It was so LA. People live different lives than we do, Fabio.
No, see, rich people live different lives. They had two cars. They couldn't go in the same car. They had to go in two Rolls Royces.
Is this where we want to take it with 9 minutes left?
Take it where you want. You're the one who's, like, bringing that up.
Let's do this for 30 seconds. Ricardo Reina. You know it's going to kick in. You feel that? You feel that, baby? Fabio? I love you, man. Oh, Jesus.
It's total club music.
Jeez, isn't that good, though?
It's total club music.
I gotta move, baby. Come on, Fab, dance. It's our last chance. Last dance, everybody. Last dance, Dusty. Do it with us, everybody out there. If you're in your car, honk your horn right now. Let people see that you're listening to WFMU. Come on. Let's run in place, run in place. And clap your hands. It's not easy. Push-ups.
He's doing push-ups, ladies and gentlemen. Actual push-ups.
Three,
4.
Nine,
5. No, that was 5, not 10. 5.
Completely blown out. Talk pop, Jesus.
5 push-ups, not 10. How is it you do that? You do that every 2, so, like, one push-up is 2,
I
right?
was surprised I did that many.
Yeah, I was too.
I'm in shape. Who's this on the phone, and are you loving it?
Hello?
That was so anticlimactic. What
happened?
Hey, we got a hot one here. We got a chub. Hold on. That's a fish.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, how are
Hi.
You? How are you?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, how? How are you?
I'm okay. You've always had so many men call your show. There aren't enough women.
I agree.
Why don't they call Jess? Do I scare them off? Is there something about me?
Do you think he's vaguely creepy, maybe?
I do. I'm way creepy.
No, well, maybe a little.
Oh, see, the truth comes out.
Jess, what's
but
up?
But that's part of the attraction.
Oh.
See,
right? I mean, you.
There's something,
you
right?
You gotta have some personality. Jess, there.
Jess, there's something, right? There's something. There's something there.
Something.
There's something there.
Definitely something.
And it's building, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's a tsunami.
It's sort of like
my last frickin' tsunami, Fabio, and it is coming. Can you feel it building? Can you feel it building, Jess?
Well, I feel like.
Do you feel the tsunami, Jess? Just say yes. I feel that tsunami.
Fantastic.
Say it, Jess. I feel the tsunami coming. Say it, Jess. Say it, Bob.
Yeah, there's a tsunami coming.
Tsunami, tsunami, tsunami. Say
I think
it,
you're
tsunami,
forcing it.
Tsunami, tsunami, tsunami.
He's gone. Don't pay any attention.
Tsunami,
Well, imagine what he would be like doing tsunami, the morning show tsunami, and this on a Thursday.
Come on, Jess.
He's not going to do both.
Jess, do this with me, okay? And Bob, Here we go. Real low. Start real low.
We're going low.
Here we go.
What am I doing?
Here we go. We're going.
Okay.
It's building up.
What am I doing?
Help me, help me, help me. Ah, yeah.
This is insane.
He needs his exercise.
But it's the best way to end the Dusty Show.
Jess.
Hopefully you'll be back for a guest.
Jess, what's the capital of Iowa? What is it, Jess?
Oh, my God. What? No, that's Idaho. I don't know.
What is it, Fab? What is it? Iowa. Des Moines.
Des Moines, that's right.
Jess, what's the capital of Vermont?
You're asking me these hard questions, and
Fob.
I'm not prepared.
Montpelier, Jesus! Ah! I share that motion!
Oh. Trash the studio.
Wow, he's scratching now.
Did I do something wrong?
No, no, you did nothing wrong. He's on a tear. He's scratching records. He's on a tear at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Get it out. Get it out.
Wow.
Release wow. that tension.
Wow, that's like a coitus interruptus right there.
Jess, Jess, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stray away there. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, what are you excited about?
The new show and the possibilities up ahead and my friendship with Fob and great listeners like you.
Well, I'm excited about the morning show, too, because that is my time to get ready for my hellish job, and
what do you do?
To be funny is going to make my morning. So,
what do you
but
do?
But I'll miss the Dusty Show.
Mm. I will too, Jess.
I mean, are you going to do interviews? Are you going to play any interviews on the street on the morning show?
I want to. I've got some lined up, and hopefully it'll pass muster, and we'll keep doing that. I love doing that. I want to keep doing that.
Well, you're very good at it, and you just have a real openness with everybody, you know.
Thanks,
no matter
Jess.
Who you're talking to.
What about Fabio? Do you like him at all?
Yeah, I like Fabio.
At all. He had to add
at
that
all.
At all.
He's a nice guy.
Maybe a little.
Maybe just a little.
Will you give his show a chance now that you've gotten to know him?
Well, yeah, I actually do listen to some of his show.
See that?
When on my way home from the train station, and then you come on, and it's hilarity at its finest.
I felt like I was a little rude to you, Jess, there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean. I just was trying to get you guys to do the big build up.
You were on a tear.
And I was like crazy. I didn't know.
The
you
coke
were rude.
Kicked in.
I just didn't know what was going on.
You guys talked to each other from. I got to get Hardy's show ready to go. Go
yeah.
ahead.
I think Casey was. sorry about that. Yeah, I think he was on some sort of like stimulant or something.
I am Casey, damn it.
Clay was?
Yes, right. Yes. There was some sort of something's going on. There's some artificial stimulant, I think, that pushed him over the edge.
Is that how Clay? Is that how you stay so thin?
No, I run. I ran.
I'm joking.
I
of
ran
course.
10 miles
oh
the
God.
Other night.
10 miles?
Yeah.
Where do you run along the river?
Yeah.
Like
that Roland River.
On the west side or the east side?
West side. I got to go, Jess. I'll talk to you in the morning. I'll talk to you in the morning show.
Yes,
you're the last
absolutely.
Caller ever on the Dusty Show, Jess.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm honored.
Congrats.
Will you sing one note, one long pretty note as I turn you down? Just.
I'll do an ohm.
Okay. That's it, Fob. Thanks for joining me.
That's it. Wow. All right. We'll see you in the on the morning slot at some point.
Yeah. Take care, buddy. I love you.
Love you, too.
You gonna give me a ride?
Sure.
Okay.
Bye.
Fabio and I ride home sometimes. go through the old Holland Tunnel, and Bob always gets a toll. Gives me a ride and pays the toll. I tried to pay you a couple of times.
You tried?
You wouldn't have it. It's the kind of guy you are, so I've just dropped it.
Uh-huh.
Didn't want to offend you.
You don't have to drop it. I'm not offended.
Didn't want to offend you.
No, you don't. You're not offended.
You're generous. I know how you are. I wouldn't dream of asking you, Fab. Well.
Bye.
Bye, Fabio.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to this episode and all the episodes of The Dusty Show you've listened to over the years, you guys. I will be moving it over to the mornings now, starting Monday. I hope you'll join me from 6 to 9 a.m. each weekday morning on WFMU. I'm very excited about that future up ahead. I think Dusty will return one day. Hopefully it will. Love you guys. Thanks a lot. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Take care. And always remember.
Hello, dreamer. We've been expecting you. Well, not you exactly. Someone like you. What I mean to say is we are prepared, and we've taken this old house and turned it into a stage. Actually, many stages. As many stages as there are rooms. And you just go from one stage to the next until you find the one you like. And then it's out the back door with you. But up until that point, oh, the wonders you will see. What's behind this door? Shall we see?
It's The Talk Show, starring your host, with his guests, and now,
hello, welcome everybody, thank you, welcome to my talk show, and that's a great description, because that's what we do, we talk and show, and you watch and listen. It's like show and tell in school. So authoritarian, isn't it? Not like show and ask. I'm going to stand here and not say anything of substance for a few minutes, and then we're going to begin to parade some actors before you. Actors eager to fool you and convince you of their exceptional nature when, in fact, they have been chosen at random. Thank you again for choosing this stage of your life, and please join me on this couch so that the lies I tell you will seem more sincere, so that your guard will fall, and I can access the points in your mind beyond reason. Would you like that? All right. Fantastic, I thought so. Our first guest tonight is my old friend, Lou Register. He's a manual laborer, a friend, a brother, a believer in things unseen. Lou? Hey, Hardy. Thanks, everybody. All right. Good to see you, Hardy. Good to see you, Lou. You are my first guest. I'm glad you called me a guest, since I was brought here against my will and I was wondering how I'd be treated. Oh, we plan to treat you with all the respect you deserve. Thanks, I guess. So, tell us about the things you think we should know about you that would make you seem valuable as a person. Well, as you know, I work at a loading dock, unloading trucks that deliver goods, and taking those goods into a warehouse, usually on a forklift. But sometimes we have to actually lift boxes manually. Ooh, that sounds fascinating. It is. Do you know what's in the boxes? Sometimes you do. Sometimes the boxes will say things like pride, or man's inhumanity to man, or radios. Which boxes are the heaviest? The ones marked grief. We get them regularly mixed in with the ones marked Formica countertops and hoses. Oh, what type of hoses? You know, I don't know. you're a big man, aren't you? I'm large for my age, I guess. And what is that? A blessing and a curse. No, I mean, what age are you? Oh, reason, I think, or jazz. Speaking of jazz, you have a new album out. Nope. And we've heard it's great. Not possible. Would you like to do a number from it? Don't see how I could. Oh, come on, Lou. Folks, would you like Lou to do a number from his new album? Okay, I will. the Goblin Men have the sweetest fruits, the sweetest fruits have dark gray clouds, the winds sweep in, the gate swings shut, the trees bend over and bow to death. I mark the days with cold, dark stones. The hills change over from green to gold. The voices moan, the mountains fall, the end of the earth is the end of it all. That's wonderful, Lou. Oh, that was terrific. And when is the album due out, and where can we get it?
Well, there is no album. There's only that. That was it.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Now's the time to start saving our pennies for it, I suppose.
I suppose.
All right, well, after this brief commercial, we're going to be right back with the inimitable Butchie Spinoza.
Come by these apples.
As sweet as your memories.
Come by the apples of effortless will.
Wrap yourself in the golden cloak of expectations.
And sleep.
Sleep.
Sleep the sleep of innocence.
Apples.
Welcome back. Fantastic. Welcome back, everybody. Our next guest is short of stature, but a giant presence in the world. He is a longtime friend of Lou and I, and his connection to the philosopher who shares the same name is questionable. Please welcome the incredible Baruch Butchie Spinoza.
Hi, everybody.
Butchie, my man.
Hardy, Lou.
Hey, Butch.
I gotta tell you, on the way here, I had the craziest experience.
Oh, one of your great stories. Do tell.
So on the way here, I'm walking down Filler Avenue, and this car pulls up. And this guy is like, get in. I say, you're crazy. I don't just hop in a car with strangers. And this guy says, no, 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 I'm no stranger. I won the Nobel Prize for Literature a few years back. And I tell you my name, but it wouldn't sound familiar because I'm not from around here. So I figure, hey, if this guy is a successful writer, what harm can there be in entrusting my life with him? So I get in the car, and the whole thing looks like one of those crazy restaurants with all the bright lights. So I'm practically blinded. He says, can I get you something to drink? I say, sure, I'll have a whiskey. He says, I don't have whiskey. Is juice okay? I say, absolutely not. Unless, if by juice you mean whiskey.